89, Namibia's heart and soul.
It's my station.
Exciting stuff there with Fly Namibia.
Namibia, man.
They always have some really, really insane stuff.
I know, right? Kudos to their marketing team, by the way.
No. They deserve their salary.
Yeah.
I promise you, they earn it. It's 6:15 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Let's start your day before you even leave the comfort of your home with Mind, Body and Green with the Edisca and Shaquan. Which is really that bit where we consciously want you to make the correct choices for yourself that will eventually set well with your mental, your physical, your spirit, your emotions, and your environment. So let's encourage you to feed your mind, body, and strive to go green as we talk about those essential tools that every single vehicle should have.
Yeah, especially the ladies.
Especially the ladies.
Girls.
Y'all are so chilled when it comes to cars.
Yeah, no, because we know for a fact that if you see us on the side of the road, you are going to come help us anyway. But so the first essential tool that you need in your car is a jack, all right? Now, this is considered a must-have for every driver because a jack is obviously just a standard feature that comes with your car, irrespective of whether, it's a new car, it's a probably, secondhand, whatever it is. You need a jack to lift the car when you are changing a tire.
Yep.
All right. And if you probably don't even know how to use any of the parts that I'm going to share with you this morning, YouTube is your friend. There are tutorials there and they will definitely plug you a little bit more. Obviously, what you need in your car as well is a spare wheel for obvious reasons. Should anything happen, you definitely need to know that it's mandatory that you always have one in your car's boot, or probably, is it under the car? Like, I know that in
some under the car, some in the boot.
In the boot,
Just by where the spare wheel is.
Yeah, so depending on where it is, you definitely need that spare wheel in your car, right? Another thing that's really important is water, right? Because running your engine without water is going to damage it over time. It is definitely advisable to keep at least a 2 liter, probably even a 5 liter. Yeah, that's a 5 liter water bottle in your car just in case it overheats. And I remember experiencing a car that I was traveling in overheat, but that was, we didn't really go far. We didn't even reach Okahanja.
Yeah.
And the car started to overheat and we had so much water, right? But yeah, it was an experience and a half. Something else that you need, a towing rope for obvious reasons, because nobody wants to be stuck on the side of the road. And if it does happen, for other people to actually, or other drivers, so to say, to actually help you tow your car, you need that rope, right? Imagine if someone stops and they want to help you, but you don't have a rope. And then what, right? But you also need in your car as an essential tool is a reflective triangle, because it makes other drivers aware of your presence on the road. If you have a breakdown, if you're changing a tire, if you're maybe just resting on the side of the road and it's dark, whatever it is, you need that reflective triangle. And also, jump start cables. This one's I got to know because of Eniske. All right. Very, very essential because they're obviously used to power up your car if your battery is completely drained. So be sure to have those cables in the car. And also the wheel spanner. That's what you call it, right? The wheel spanner. That is also very important for you if your car has lock nuts. To have all these essential tools. If there's any other tool that I left out that is essential that we need to have, it's very simple. Let us know on the WhatsApp line. The number is 083-000-1029.
And please change your oil.
Oh, that too.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to expose my friend. But a good friend of mine, again, she calls me up, what was it, sometime last year, right?
Yeah.
Me car, what? I'm like, okay. Go check out the car, dude. Obviously, you just first quickly just check out the basics.
Yeah, yeah.
Open up, you see if there's actually any oil or there's water, everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I see battery. I see oil in it.
Yeah, but the car was moving. So how would I have known that the car had a problem?
Quick change of oil, let the car cool a little bit.
Yeah.
And the car was, Fiji.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's why we need more of you.
Thank you.
So thank you.
It's 6:19 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We've got Zlatan and Wizkid coming up.
Doing the sensible thing.